If the question was asked, who has never bribed, would you raise your hand? Unfortunately, I wouldn't. When I came to Nairobi, I tried to look for a job, then I got into business. So I wanted to register a business name. And I asked a friend of mine, because I was new in Nairobi, didn't know where to go. And he took me. And when we were there, there were so many people. And I remember he was like, let me help you out. So he called one of his friends who was working inside. And the guy, and whereas I was supposed to pay 100 bob just for every name search, and I had three, he told me, just give her 200 for every name search, then we get out of here. I knew inside it was not wrong, but I felt like a pressure that I will disappoint him. I've asked of his time to bring me here, and if I don't comply, he will look at me in a funny way. And I did comply. So I will not be among those who will raise their hands. I find that we live in a culture where we have accepted that for you to get things moving, you need to bribe for you to get yourself out of a hard situation. So it has become part of our culture just to give bribe. You're called to give a bribe. You know, as I say, a policeman, you're found on having a traffic issue, you give 20 bob or 50 bob or 100 bob. Like me, you go to a government office, you want to go ahead of the queue, give a small amount like 200, 100 bob. You know, you go to a hospital, a pharmacy, and you're supposed to buy a drug that is expensive. You give 2,000, you get the drug at half the cost. You want to get a tender, you give half a million to get the tender. Different amounts of bribing. But if we are to look at our nation, we are really way behind because of this cancer of corruption in our nation. We are not moving. We are misappropriating funds. The right people are not getting the services they should get because we are corrupt. And if we continue like this, we will destroy our nation. And I personally don't think there's a difference between that person who gives 20 bob of bribe and that one who gives half a million or even a million. Sometimes I would say it's a matter of opportunity. If you can bribe 20 bob, there is a chance that when you get that opportunity to bribe half a million to get something, you will bribe that half a million. So I personally think that if you are in the habit of bribing when you get yourself into a situation where you need to get yourself out or hurry things up or get an advantage you shouldn't get and you bribe, I think you have no moral authority. You know, when people are talking about corruption issues, this one corrupted, to point your finger, you know, 20 bob corruption, half a million corruption, 20 million corruption, all of it is corruption and it's destroying. So there's this feeling generally Kenyans have that who doesn't bribe? Everybody bribes, you know, but that is not true. I have also met people who have never bribed in their lives. It is possible and they're succeeding. It's not that they have not gotten themselves into traffic offenses. They have, you know, and did it the right way. Just went to court, you know, and accepted they did a mistake and pay or ask for mercy. And they are, they are forgiven. You know, you can succeed. You can get a job. You can be promoted without bribing. To finish my story, after giving that bribe to get, you know, in front of the queue, I really felt bad. I actually never used that name, that business name that I finally got from that search. I went back and did it the right way. So even if you have been in the habit, okay, maybe habit is not the best word to use, but you do bribe, you know, imagine you can start afresh. You can turn that leaf and decide that you will not bribe. Because if we do not bribe, if individuals choose not to bribe, these individuals will take our nation to a better place. We will push the agenda of our nation forward. Our nation will stand. If all of us buy into this lie, who doesn't bribe? You know, then we will bring this nation to our knees. I'm reminded of a song we used to sing in Sunday school. It used to say, dare to be a Daniel and dare to stand alone. You don't have to move with the crowds. If you're a believer, God will fight for you. God will give you that tender. You don't have to bribe. God will give you that job. You don't have to bribe. God will help you out of that situation that you have gotten yourself with the cops. You do not have to bribe. That is my challenge to you. Imagine you don't have to bribe. You can stand against corruption.